Who gets the leftovers? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Now that South Carolina has sent Jeb Bush home, the struggle is on to see who inherits his exclamation point. Marco Rubio thinks it's him because he is the closest candidate to Ronald Reagan.
Ronald Reagan made us believe that it was morning in America again, and it was. Well, now the children of the Reagan Revolution are ready to assume the mantle of leadership.
And Ted Cruz thinks it's him because he's the closest candidate to Ronald Reagan.
You can go with Washington dealmakers, or we can stand together with a proven, consistent, constitutional conservative and bring back morning in America.
So who's right? Let's think it through. Ronald Reagan was 69 when he won the nomination. Who else in the race is 69?
They don't understand that as people drop out, I'm going to get a lot of those votes also. You don't just add them together.
Reagan was a professional performer and a member of the Screen Actors Guild. Who else is a professional performer and a member of the Screen Actors Guild?
Who's going to pay for the wall?
Mexico's going to pay for the wall.
Ronald Reagan was also physically imposing, stood over 6 feet tall, and had an amazing head of hair. Is there anybody else?
Let's put this thing away. Thank you very much.
I get the feeling he is about to do just that. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.